This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Well, former President Trump's hush money trial is set to start on Monday, and for the third time in 3 days, a judge just rejected his attempt to delay it. Yeah, Trump is trying everything. He even requested a delay so that he can mourn the loss of OJ. And that didn't work. It just...
yes, just because the Biden White House has declared today to be OJ Simpson Day, and ordered the flags to be slashed to half-staff. It's O.J. died. It's time for an anti-Trump joke from the propaganda outlets of the Democrat Party. O.J. was a Democrat. I'm guessing Nicole Brown was a Democrat, too. Ron Goldman, probably. Funny photograph has emerged on Al Gore's amazing internet. John Ocasio Rodham Nolte. Nolte, North Carolina, posted a photograph, an old photograph from, let's say it's 1990, before the murders, you know. The photograph is of Howard Cosell standing there with an ABC mic-flagged microphone in his hand, and to Howard Cosell's left is O.J. Simpson pressing against Howard Cosell's shoulder. And to Howard Cosell's right is then Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner. And he's looking like a man, like a decathlete who's competing in the Olympics and stuff. So on one side, he's got Bruce Jenner. On the other side, he's got O.J. Simpson. And it's before all the troubles, you know. And it says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I've looked into the future. And you will not believe this stuff." I cleaned it up at the end there. You will not believe this stuff. Because that's true. You look back in time, you know, Howard Cosell was the normal one. Sure. There's O.J. on one side and Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, on the other side. Kind of a remarkable world that we're building for ourselves here. Caitlyn Jenner, now known as Caitlyn Jenner, also known as Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner. Has an X account. We used to call that Twitter. And a bunch of people posted things. Caitlyn Jenner on X. "Good riddance." # O.J. Simpson. Now, Caitlyn Jenner was, Bruce Jenner was the decathlete, you know, gold medal winner at the 1976 Olympics and a super athlete before things went weird. Know what I'm talking about? The David Zucker, who is a Hollywood film director and made the Naked Gun movies. And O.J. Simpson was in, I think, all of the Naked Gun movies, these comedy movies. And they were, you know, they were pretty funny, slapstick comedy stuff. And David Zucker posted in a tweet, "I directed him," upon learning of the death of O.J. Simpson, "I directed him in the Naked Gun movies. Although he actually improved with each film, his acting remained a lot like his murdering. He got away with it, but no one really believed him." Now, that's pretty funny. That's funny stuff by David Zucker of the Naked Gun movies. His acting is a lot like his murdering. He got away with it, but no one really believed him. See, directed O.J. Simpson Naked Gun movies. That's pretty funny. Magic Johnson, also, you know, a professional athlete at one time, wrote on his X account, "Cookie and I," I guess Cookie is his best girl. I'm just guessing. I don't know. "Cookie and I are praying for O.J. Simpson's children and his grandchildren, since they don't have a mother or a grandmother. Following his passing, I know this is a difficult time," says Magic Johnson on Twitter. And that's very, very nice, because Magic Johnson, I think, is a very nice person. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Jim Porter, on X. O.J. Simpson was the first player to reach a rushing mark many thought could not be attained in a 14-game season when he topped 2,000 yards. Well, that's true. It's quite a football accomplishment. Not really what he's known for now. His on-field contributions will be preserved in the Hall's archives in Canton, Ohio. That's he's trying to keep it as non-controversial as possible, but you know, you got to say something because of the records that he set in football. So there it is. The father of murdered young man Ron Goldman, Fred Goldman, is the father. And he's with us, of course. Said, the only thing I have to say is it's just further reminder of Ron being gone all these years. It's no great loss to the world. It's a further reminder of Ron's being gone. That's it. And I understand that completely, of course. What else would he say? Really? Back to David Zucker, because David Zucker had a couple of posts. He had a book. He had a book that he put out a while ago. And in the book, not in an X post yesterday, but in his book, first of all, in his book, he made the same joke about O.J. Simpson, saying I directed him in the Naked Gun movies, although he actually improved with each film. His acting remained a lot like his murdering. He got away with it, but no one believed him. So he put that in his book, and then he pulled it from his own book to tweet yesterday. But in the book, he also said he was asked whether he and O.J. Simpson became friends. This is long after the murder, the murders and all that stuff. And David Zucker said, not really. Said, asked if you became friends. Not really. The last time I ever saw him was at the rap party for Naked Gun 33 and a third. We shook hands. I sold him my knife collection and never saw him again. We shook hands. I sold him my knife collection. I never saw him again. That's pretty funny. He's a funny guy. He makes funny movies. And you get to make jokes. In fact, you should make jokes. Honestly. Telling you. And there is a lawyer for the Goldman family who posted yesterday. He died without penance. We don't know what he has, where he is, or who is in control. We will pick up where we are and keep going with it. Now, the lawyer for the Goldman family is still trying to get millions of dollars that O.J. Simpson never paid for whatever set of reasons. All right, let's move on now. Let's get on to other things, because there are a lot of wacky things going on all over the place, because Democrats are on the loose everywhere you look. And there's a lot of crazy going on out there, honestly. Now, Donald Trump, I mentioned earlier, Donald Trump went to a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia, a couple of days ago. And when he did, there was a lot of people waiting in line to get food at Chick-fil-A. And everybody, or almost everybody, was African-American in the Chick-fil-A at the time. Donald Trump walked in, and he had some people with him and stuff. And he's just saying hello, and he said, I'm going to buy everybody milkshakes. I'm going to buy everybody milkshakes here, right? And I played some audio for you yesterday of a young woman who seemed to be very pleasant, who was waiting in line at the Chick-fil-A for food when Donald Trump came in. She's an African-American woman, I always forget to mention. She's an African-American woman. We've since learned that her name is Michaela Montgomery. Michaela Montgomery is apparently a college professor. I think she's a college professor there in Atlanta, perhaps at a historically black college or a university. And here's the moment I played yesterday when Donald Trump is saying, he said, I'm going to buy everybody shakes. And he ended up buying chicken sandwiches for everybody and stuff. And Michaela was standing there, and she just decided to weigh in, to chime in, because Donald Trump's standing there and he's talking to people. And Michaela said this.
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump.
We support you. We support you, Mike.
Okay, 4 p.m. We're here 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a
hug. Give me a hug. They're having a hug. So, and they're having a nice hug, and it's a great moment, and everybody's clapping, and it's very nice, a very sweet moment, very nice. And Michaela Montgomery, standing there, she just decided to weigh in. So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. President, we support you. And a guy in the crowd also says, we support you. And then he says, and Trump puts up his arms and holds him out and says, come over and give me a hug. And she walked over laughing and big smile and gave him a hug. And it was a great moment, a lot of fun, and people clapping, loving Donald Trump. African-Americans, voters, you know, the Democrats feel like they're on the ropes with African-American voters, particularly African-American male voters. And they're hating this because they're the party of, you know, the KKK and Jim Crow. Well, why don't they have the black vote locked up since they get to spread the big lie that everybody else is a racist except them? Well, Michaela Montgomery appeared on the Fox News channel this morning, Fox and Friends, and talking to Lawrence Jones. Because they found her and said, hey, who's that lady giving Trump the hug at the Chick-fil-A? So Michaela Montgomery this morning on Fox and Friends talking about the Trump moment.
Social media would have you thinking that if President Trump were to show up to the HBCU campuses or walk around the AUC community, that like some angry mob would form or a riot would ensue and that he would not be welcomed. And clearly the sentiment in that room the other day was the complete opposite. He was very welcome. People were excited to see him.
Yeah, it really was very nice. It was very normal. Remember normal? That reminds me, at the Chris Plant store on Al Gore's amazing internet, we have T-shirts with a little show logo tastefully on the sleeve. And remember normal on the chest. We have coffee mugs that say remember normal. Little Chris Plant show logo, very tastefully adorning the coffee mug as well. Michaela Montgomery on the Fox News channel this morning saying, you know, social media will tell you all kinds of lies and the lie will carry the day and the truth won't make it through. But if President Trump to walk around the campus of a historically black college or university, you know, a mob wouldn't form. He'd be very welcome because he's Trump and he's fun and he's not full of hooey.
Additionally, it was a learning experience for my students because they were able to see and experience firsthand how the media can warp the perception of an opinion or a person. Because, like I said, to think that these students who attend these illustrious institutions aren't smart enough to make their own decisions,
that's
so
right.
Much so that they would only show support for Trump because he bought chicken sandwiches and milkshakes.
I like this woman. She's great. She's a truth teller. I'm glad that she's a college professor. And I'm glad that she's a college professor at an HBCU, which is, you know, the racial segregation of the Democrat Party that they love so much. They love racial segregation. You know, college graduations, racially segregated graduations based on everything except, you know, what you are. Amazing stuff. So you got that. And she's just a wonderful woman. Michaela and Lawrence Jones.
I think, and this is a sentiment I get a lot coming from the young people themselves,
yeah,
is that they feel like he's honest. They feel like this is somebody who, while we might not agree with how he says things, how he goes about things, at least he's telling us what it is. We don't feel like this is a snake in the grass waiting for his chance to bite us. This is somebody who's telling us, this is what my plan is. Here's how I plan to execute it. Here's the people involved, and here's how you can get involved.
Honestly, this is a woman that should be a college professor. She's challenging young people to think for themselves and to not be swayed by a corrupt media and to see through it, to work around it. She probably won't get any Lucite blocks or golden statuettes from her fellow professors and teachers for this. Lawrence Jones, LJ.
Michaela, what has Biden done for our community? What has he done for Black America?
Well, he locked up a lot of people that look like me, and they're still sitting in jail waiting for, you know, justice.
Joe Biden locked up a lot of people that look like me, African-American people. With it. Yeah, and it's like I was listening to Michaela Montgomery thinking, it sounds like she listens to my radio show.
If anything, one could argue that he dedicated his entire senatorial career to disrupting the way of life, you know, for Black people. He didn't want Black kids going to the same school as his kids. He didn't want Black people walking on the sidewalk along with his mother and grandmother.
She's great. I want to hang out with her. I want to get a sandwich, have a beer. She could have a glass of wine if she'd like. That's great. I just think she's wonderful. Hey, I haven't gotten to the Seattle dance squad that was told they could not wear American flag shirts because it would trigger the Democrats, who are all in mental free fall. But I got that coming up. You know, Eden Pure right now is having their famous BOGO sale. It's their annual BOGO, buy one, get one deal. on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Right now, when you buy one Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier, you get a second Thunderstorm for free. No matter how many you buy, you get an equal number for free. You buy two, you get two for free. Buy 22, you get 22 for free. You can give them as gifts to your coworkers, to your uncles. You can put them in every room in the house. You know, the Thunderstorm will help completely eliminate any odor, even the worst odors. I mean, cigarette smoke and litter boxes, your mother-in-law's cooking. Nothing can escape the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The O3 molecules seek out and destroy the odors. Even behind furniture and underneath furniture, nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. We have two of them at home ourselves. Plug them right in the wall. You can hold one in your hand. They're only this big. It's not a size of a chair or anything. It's only this big. Right now is the time to order because Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale is going on right now, but only for a limited time. So don't wait. With thousands of five-star reviews online, check them out yourself. You know, it works like a champ. People are buying several for around the home. At the office, even to give as gifts to family members and coworkers, just go to EdenPureDeals.com on Al Gore's amazing internet. Use the discount code ChrisBogo, ChrisBogo, buy one, get one. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is ChrisBogo. Yes, sir. Yeah, Democrats. That's a wonderful woman. I love that. I love that lady. I'm glad she's a college professor. First time I've said that in a long time. Truth is good. Thinking for yourself is good. Try it. You know, you might never go back. And the dance squad with the American flag shirts, they're in hot water because Democrats. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, Democrats don't want a dance team in Seattle wearing American flags because they hate America. Democrats support Iran and Hamas over Israel. And they support illegal alien gangs over the police. And gangsters in Chicago that shoot the police over the police. That's your Democrat Party. Now, I'm going to get to some amazing stuff from UC Berkeley coming up. Anti-Semites, Democrats, you know. Do we have time? Let's grab a quick phone call. Let's go to Al calling from Waldorf, Maryland. Al, you're on the Chris Plant Show, but I don't have a lot of time
Chris,
for you. Hey, Al.
Show. I just wanted to note that nobody in the media has commented OJ was mostly peaceful. After all, he only murdered people once. He made movies. He played football. He did ads. He was mostly peaceful. So what are you worried about?
I think that's true, and I can't believe they haven't made that point. You know, he had one bad day, honestly.
Yeah.
Al, don't we all have one bad day from time to time?
We all have one bad day. Democrats have many bad days.
Many bad days. I think you're right. Mostly peaceful. O.J. Simpson, that should be the headline. A mostly peaceful life. The mostly peaceful life of O.J. Simpson. That's the actual headline, Al. I'm glad you called in with that because the media didn't nail it. You finally nailed it. O.J. Simpson dies at 67. Excuse me, what was he? 76. Mostly peaceful life.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Democrats hate America. I think that's on Mark Levin's new book makes that clear. The great one, Mark Levin, and his great new book. making that clear. Now, the Democrats are on the side of Iran and Hamas, and they hate the Jews and Israel. They're genocidal anti-Semites, and they pretend that there's something other than that because they're good and you're bad. Hamas good, Jews bad, all that stuff. America bad because America supports Israel. How dare we support civilization on the edge of Indian territory, the Arab world, where were it not for us, they still wouldn't have electricity. But never mind that. Let me go to Seattle, Washington, because the headline out of there is Seattle Dance Squad says they were told American flag shirts made audience members feel, quote, triggered and unsafe. These are typical Democrats. They're all LGBTQ, mostly T. They're also MI. That's not military intelligence. That's mentally ill. Members of a regional women's country line dance team were kicked out of a Seattle dance competition after organizers claimed that their American flag-themed shirts made some attendees, quote, triggered and unsafe. That's how they felt. They don't think, they feel. They're mentally unstable. They're Democrats. They're a danger to the community. You know, the community that they talk so much about. So the Democrats there felt triggered and unsafe because this team of young women who look great, they look wonderful in their beautiful shirts, with half of them have shirts that are big red stripe over white stripe over red stripe over white stripe, and the other half of the team has shirts that are a field of blue with white stars. So you put them together, they're an American flag-themed dance troop. Now, the co-captain of the team, Lindsey Stamp, one of the good guys here, spoke to Jason Rantz, the radio talk show host in Seattle, who's great, and had some key things to say. Now, this happened, it was over the weekend, the Emerald City Hoedown. It's the Emerald City Hoedown. There are all kinds of jokes to be told there, too. In Seattle, the Borderline Dance Team, they're called the Borderline Dance Team, was set to perform, but they were essentially told they weren't welcome by the organizers, Rain Country Dance Association. It's an LGBTQ plus dance community. It's not a community. It's a group of mentally ill people over their matching American flag themed shirts. Jason Rantz reported on KTTH. Unfortunately, what our team was met with upon arrival was that our flag tops were offensive to some of the convention goers. Very well said, very well spoken person. The dance group posted to Facebook. There was a small group that felt triggered and unsafe. They should go seek mental help. Co-captain Lindsey Stamp spoke to Jason Rantz, explaining that their costumes sparked a small percentage of the people to complain. And listen to this now. They also brought up Israel's war against Hamas and transgender issues. Bring out the fire hoses. Honestly, it's time for the fire. Bring out the fire truck from the airport with the water cannon on top that shoots the foam, and foam these people up. Get them the hell out of there. It's time that we stop tolerating this. The only thing not to be tolerated is intolerance, as the left loves to say, and the French left used to say. The only thing not to be tolerated is intolerance. Their intolerance is ubiquitous. It is everywhere. And they're completely intolerant of the United States, America, of Western civilization, of decency, of heterosexual people, of normalcy. And I've had more than enough of you people. It's time that you sat down and shut the beep up, honestly. So here they are, the nice young ladies of the dance team. At first, we were told we would just be booed, yelled at, and likely many of them would walk out, the group's Facebook post explained. This did not deter us. But then we were given an ultimatum. Remove the flag tops. This is the American flag shirts. Remove the American flag tops, you see, and perform in either street clothes, which most of us didn't bring because they traveled there in their uniforms, or they would supply us with ECH shirts from years past, or don't perform at all, which effectively was asking us to leave. Now, that's just amazing. This is what this is the Democrat Party, a rabidly, dementedly anti-American political party, one of two parties. Joe Biden is their president. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, who was mentored by a communist, and Frank Marshall Davis was his name. Look it up. Card-carrying commie, Barack Obama mentor. And, of course, Saul Alinsky, the anti-American radical leftist. Barack Obama was supposed to be teaching law when he was teaching Saul Alinsky and rules for radicals. Hillary Clinton worked for Saul Alinsky. They're radicals. They're anti-American. They're leftist. They clean up, they scrub up, and they present themselves in public as being normal people, but they're not. Just amazing. And the nice young lady said, "My team doesn't take political stances. We came to dance. We're a patriotic group. We support our military, our veterans, our first responders. We're a group of patriots." That's enough for the Democrat Party to ban you and expel you. The Democrat Party needs to be banned from the public square. It's past time, honestly. Our friends, West Coast Country Heat, who were also scheduled to dance for the convention that evening, also did not perform, as they too proudly don the colors of our country in the same spirit of patriotism that we do. But the Democrat Party is communist China living among us. They are ISIS and Al-Qaeda living among us. Both of our teams stood in solidarity, and we put actions to words. That's good. These people are great. They're wonderful. And the Democrat Party should be banned from the United States of America, and all of its, if you're a registered Democrat, you should be deported, probably to Haiti. You can hang out with your guy Barbecue and the cannibals. Now, the Democrats also hate the Jews because they're a sick, demented bunch of leftists, and they're not liberals at all. And if you're one of them, you're welcome to try to explain yourself. I don't think you'd be capable of doing that. But we have open lines, I think, at 888-630-9625. You can get through and try to explain what the hell is wrong with the Democrat Party. I would happily listen, and our beloved patriotic audience would happily listen as well. Now, let me get to UC Berkeley in California, University of California, which is, you know, a multi-billion dollar corporation, and they have investments all over the world, apparently including a couple in Israel. But all these universities are rackets. They're investment firms, shakedown operations, Wall Street firms, real estate investment firms, and occasionally somebody teaches a class, but not Joe Biden, even though he lies about teaching classes and teaching the Second Amendment and so on. He lies all the time. And that's fine, because our news media is the most corrupt institution in America. Now, here is Channel 7 News, the local ABC affiliate. Gaza protesters disrupt UC Berkeley Dean's party, triggering responses over free speech. It's not over free speech, but free speech rights are being called into question. Not true. This is KGO, left-wing radical spit suckers in Berkeley, California. Free speech rights are being called into question after assault allegations and tense moments at a private dinner party at the home of University of California Berkeley faculty. This happened during an annual dinner. Law school dean Erwin Chemerinsky and his wife, Professor Catherine Fisk, hold for students. So the dean of the law school at UC Berkeley and his wife, who is also a professor there, Fisk and Chemerinsky, and at the law school at Berkeley, they have an annual dinner for students. Now, students are accusing Professor Fisk of assault. That's because they're mentally ill jihadis who are anti-Semites and very much in the mainstream of the Democrat Party today. Video shows the moments when Professor Fisk tries to take the microphone from a protester voicing support for the people of Gaza and for the genocide of the Jews. She's Hitler. She's a Nazi. You know, they love calling everybody Hitler. And that's because they're projecting again. They're so close to Hitler. They're just too dumb to know. The professor then says, "You don't have to get aggressive To which Fisk responds, "I'm not being aggressive. They've got protesters. Please leave our home." Now, let me share some of this with you. The pro-Hamas, pro-terrorists, pro-genocide, pro-hostage-taking, pro-rape, pro-torture, pro-murder, pro-Islamist, pro-Hamas Democrats, and they're perfectly mainstream Democrats. You can't wear the American flag and stay here. You can't support Israel and stay here. And they invaded the home of the dean of the law school at UC Berkeley. He deserves it, I think. And his wife, Professor Fisk. And they're Jewish. And these anti-Semites storm their home. They should be wearing armbands, but instead they're wearing hijabs. It's the new Nazi armband for the Democrat Party. It started like this.
Hello, everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings upon you all. Tonight, we are gathered here in the name of commemorating our final few weeks as law students.
Please leave.
Tonight is also the last night of the holy month of Ramadan, where
millions
of Muslims around the world fast, not only from material sustenance, we have attorneys.
Okay, you don't have to get aggressive.
Please leave our house. You are guests at our house.
This is our First Amendment right.
No,
it is. The National Lawyers Guild has informed us this is our First Amendment right, and they are aware of this. They are not wrong.
The National Lawyers Guild, they consulted with the National Lawyers Guild, run by communist baby killers, and they consulted these Islamists, these terrorists, these useful idiots for the death cult known as Hamas. They consulted with the National Lawyers Guild, who told them this is their First Amendment right when you're invited to a dinner party of the dean of the law school to seize the microphone and the speaker that would be used for people to address the gathered crowd. And launch a jihad at UC Berkeley. And the people, they invited these animals, these savages, to their home. And once inside the home, the savages started behaving as savages behave. And they're doing their assalamu alaikum and Ramadan. It's the last night of Ramadan. How many last nights of Ramadan are they? Because there are lots of last nights and last few nights. And they're like, leave our home. This is our home. Please leave our home. And they just keep talking like savages because she's an uncivilized animal. And if she's deportable, this is why we need Donald Trump. This woman should be great. If she's probably just a Democrat. She was probably born in Berkeley and raised here by liberals who weren't even Muslims. But never mind that. So here is the dean of the law school, Chemerinsky, and his wife, the professor Fisk, just trying to get them the hell out of their homes.
This is my house.
This is my house, and you're no longer welcome here.
Police. You are not welcome.
Okay, you can call the police.
No, I don't.
You can call the police. I'm getting.
Please stop touching her.
Just please.
Trying to take their microphone away.
Leave my house.
Manhandling our students.
Please leave my house.
Handling our students. Fire hoses. Get the fire truck from the airport. Honestly. It's time to start boiling molten lead on the roof and pouring it on these people like it's, you know, the Siege of Vienna, honestly. And they're such lunatics because it's law school and it's Berkeley and these savages who are anti-civilizational. And that's exactly, they're anti-democratic. They're anti-civilizational. They are Islamists. They are genocidal anti-Semites. The group of radical extremists released a statement saying Fisk's assault, the professor trying to take her own microphone back in her own home from the savage. She's Jewish, and this woman is a genocidal Jew-hating jihadi. And the group puts out a thing saying Fisk, the woman, the professor, Jewish, her home, Fisk's assault, there was no assault, trying to take her microphone back, was a symbol of the deeper Islamophobia. It's not an irrational fear, you're a savage. Anti-Palestinian racism. Palestinian is not a race. And religious discrimination. She's a virulent anti-Semite that runs rampant within the University of California administration. These people need to be dealt with before they have to be dealt with. Honestly, the pro-Hamas loon.
The Council on American Islamic Relations, SF, will be hearing how you pulled a Muslim woman's scarf during Ramadan. Putting your hands on my hijab is unacceptable.
by grabbing my arm, you will hear from KRSF. You will hear from Paralegal. And the fact that your wife was able to assault a Muslim Palestinian hijabi student is not great.
Please leave our house.
We are
leaving.
Please
leave our house now.
Honestly, punch her in the face. Drag, you touched my jihad. My hijab, that's the jihad headdress. You touch my hijab, and it's my house. You have been asked to leave repeatedly. She should have been put in an LAPD chokehold and dragged away with a nightstick around her trachea. And she said, I'm calling the police. She's like, oh, you know, come witness the violence inherent in the system. These people are criminally insane Monty Python routines. And Cal Legal, the University of California Legal, will hear from you. And CARE, the Council on Islamic Relations, which is a soft jihad front group. And honestly, just get out of our home. This is our home.
This is my home.
I had a home in Palestine, too, and people took it as well.
I'm not sorry. Get the hell out of my home. This is why everyone, honestly, yeah, I'm calling, not only am I calling the police, I know we're in Berkeley, I'm calling the Chicago police. Because I think they'll do a better job than the Berkeley police. How about that? The Democrat Party, they open fire on police and blame the police when the police shoot back. They're genocidal anti-Semites, pro-jihad. They invade your home and then sue you for speaking up. If you show up as a dance troupe with American flag shirts on, they will expel you from the competition. This is the Democrat Party in 2024. Illegal aliens run free, including an Afghan on the terror watch list that a Democrat judge just let go into the country. Iran is about to attack Israel, and they're on Iran's side. As the Democrats say, from the river to the sea. That's their call for genocide. And you see him show up at the congressional hearing yesterday. The crowd behind FBI Director Christopher Wray with their red hands, which is an endorsement of the lynching of two Israeli soldiers who were genitally mutilated by a crowd of Palestinians who need to be bombed into the 21st century.
May I suggest using a nightstick, officer?
Get out of here!
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
While Democrats attack dance troops for wearing the American flag, attack Jewish college professors and the dean of the UC Berkeley Law School for being Jewish and promoting Hamas, and while Democrats show up at the Christopher Wray hearing on Capitol Hill with their hands red to commemorate the Ramallah lynching of 2000 when two Israeli soldiers were mutilated by a crowd of violent savages, Benjamin Netanyahu is preparing for an attack by Iran this weekend, funded by Joe Biden.
We continue our nonstop efforts to return our hostages, but we are also preparing for scenarios of challenges from other arenas. We establish a simple principle. Whoever hurts us, we hurt him.
See, with Joe Biden and the Democrats, it's whoever hurts us, we do it first. They're not on our side. The Democrat Party is not even close to being on our side. Anti-American flag, anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-capitalist, anti-peace and prosperity, pro-Iran, pro-illegal alien gang members. Don't vote Democrat.
Anti-American eagle. It's diabolical.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, It's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith right? teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.